The museum's board of directors voted October 12th to close the museum temporarily and place executive director Zoya Johnson on paid administrative leave. In a statement issued on Friday, the museum's board said it completed an investigation and found that no criminal intent was exercised by Johnson. The Unalaska City Council member has served as the museum's executive director for the past 11 years. The board says it closed the museum to allow for a review of its policies as well as best practices at museums around the state. The board did not say when it plans to reopen the museum.
The allegations arose after a museum employee house sat for Johnson in September. Ingrid Martis says she often house sat for her boss over the past 5 years. And I should mention here that Martis served on the KUCB board of directors this year.
This time around, I run into three books that were on loan from the Russian Orthodox Museum in Anchorage since 2008.
Martis says she opened one of the books, a Bible from 1801.
And opened the page and saw a loan agreement, which was, I had to sit down for a moment. And my first impact was, well, maybe she forgot. Maybe I should take those books and return them to the museum right now. And then I'm thinking, well, I can't take anything from this person's house. It would be theft. But I need to talk to someone about it.
Martis took her concerns to Museum Board Chair Sharon Svarney Livingston. Svarney Livingston and board member Eileen Scott accompanied Johnson to her home to retrieve the 19th century religious books. The books had been part of a 2008 exhibit at the Museum of the Aleutians on the history of the Russian Orthodox mission in Alaska. Johnson says when the exhibit came down, she was supposed to courier the books back to the Russian Orthodox Museum in Anchorage. She says it is common in the museum world for staff to hand deliver items between institutions. But in 2009, the Russian Orthodox Museum closed its doors for good. The books never made it back to the Museum of the Aleutians collection storage room. Johnson says she forgot about the books in the wake of her husband's death in 2009.
It was a time of extremely hard time for me, of grief and personal tragedy. People who have lived here, they know I lost my husband in an accident. And they know that I had a very hard time. So if they haven't forgotten anything in their lives, in a period like that, then they must be superhuman.
Former Museum of the Aleutians collection manager Sarah Strain also resigned in the aftermath of the discovery. The museum board said on Friday that it is satisfied with Johnson's explanation of how and why the books were in her home for the past 7 years. Board member Melissa Good spoke at the museum's board meeting last week.
We all believe that Zoya didn't take these books intentionally, but we do want to go through the right process on how we deal with this. And because many of us are new to the museum, we want to make sure that we are taking the right steps.
City Manager Don Moore also voiced support for Johnson.
My opinion and the city's opinion is this very fine, well-run institution. And go ahead and check with the other small-town museums. I have no problem with the investigation, but I hope the museum doesn't stay closed for very long.
Johnson says she thanks the board for the vote of confidence. In a statement on Friday, the museum board said the allegations that Johnson had removed the books and a document listing them were, quote, proven untrue during the investigation. Proper documentation was in the item file, satisfy community members who had sent them letters of concern. The board also said it was taking action to close the museum and clarify policy to satisfy community members who had sent them letters of concern. Longtime Unalaska resident and artist Ray Hudson, who now lives in Vermont, urged the board to work to restore confidence in the museum. Anne Rowland, the museum's first collections manager and curator when it opened in 1999, called on the board to take the allegations seriously. According to an ethics guidebook published by the International Council of Museums, no one associated with a museum should be permitted to take items from the museum collections for personal use, even temporarily. Unalaska Deputy Police Chief Michael Holman said there will be no criminal investigation. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Greta Mart.